It's that late night wet wipe stuff, man.
Wet wipe.
Dads.
Late night.
Comedians.
Wet wipe.
You get me?
Three dads, and they're all quite funny. Only started this podcast to make some money. Spotify deals and comedy tours on the agenda. Let me introduce all members.
KJ,
yeah, he put this thing together. Might be the reason that it falls apart. He's from the hip, but he talks from the heart. Ride or die for the team. You know it's Kazee. Darren Griffiths, getting told off by the missus. Been a dad longer than the other two. An integral member of the crew. Where he's from, they like to say, oi, oi. Darren Griffiths, aka the Essex boy. The doctor, always thinking about a sponsor. Keeps the pod on track, loves prayer, that's a fact. Got a BBL just for the brothers that are black. It's Mike,
and this is Late Nights and Wet Wipes.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of them Late Nights and them Wet Wipes. You know who this is, you know who I be, you know my voice by now. I am one of your co-hosts, Michael Akadiri. And normally there'll be someone, I'll be saying to my left, and there'll be he'll be forcing the orgasm. He'll be making hella noise. Talking about Thomas Kengley,
leader of the Pinky Bumba Club.
All of that good stuff. Birmingham Small Heath, Big Heath. Talking about how he's now
younger.
4.5. All of this rubbish that he be spewing. But he's not here, man. He's not feeling the best. So we'll wish him well wishes on his recovery. That's not a good way for him to start the new year.
Nah.
It's not. But you know, that we wish you well, Kazeem, on your recovery, man. Hopefully you can make it to the pod in 2024. That sounds very ominous, but we'll leave it in. Recover well, Kazeem. And to the left, not to the left of that, but to my left, if you're on the visuals, you'll see right now is
I can't remember my intro, but it's just...
What way to start the new year?
I'm on it though. I'm on podded. I just can't remember my intro. You know who it is. Ask your bill payer permission. Who's
Come on.
That? It's me.
It's me,
Darren
me.
G.
It's me. It's me. 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 Hey, D double G.
D double
shot. Hey, happy new year, listeners, man. Yes, thank you for tuning in for us for a whole year. If this is your first time, welcome to the congregation, which is Late Nights and Wet Wipes, man. And we're going to get straight into a listener's question, man. New year, same parenting dilemmas. Let's get into it.
Let's go.
So we've had a listener write in. Thank you so much for your time. Talking about different parenting styles may kill the marriage.
God damn.
Ladies wrote in, she said her and her husband get along great. They have a lot in common. That's usually the way. You only get married to someone who you don't really get on with. That's to be assumed, right? Unless this shit was arranged, but I don't like she was arranged. And essentially, they've got a 3-year-old toddler. When husband goes out to work, it's all good. You know, toddlers, they push the boundaries. Mum's has got things under control in the household when the dad's away. But when the dad comes at home, he don't know how to handle the toddler. He gets frustrated. He's a bit snappy. He's snatching things out of hand. He's a bit too strong telling off. He's a bit too firm with his grip if he grabs the child's hand. And the mum don't like it.
But it all don't work.
Long day at work.
He's coming over with that.
Hey, vibe. Man, he's coming over with that, you know, putting the whiskey down. What the fuck are you doing, kid? Hey, man, he just wants to...
He is being shat on by his boss all day.
Trust me.
And then he just wants peace and quiet, and he gets over, and his kids just doing the madness.
Absolutely. He's been little bitched for 8 straight hours. He can't have no 3-year-old toddler jumping in his head, disturbing his match, knocking over his peanuts. He don't want none of this stress. He's thinking, I made you and I can also remove you. That's what the dad is, one of them old school dads, clearly. And the wife is like, you know what, man? I don't like this. You know, it's causing a strain in the marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Which is all too common. So, Darren, what do you think, man? What do you think? How can we reassure this listener about what's going on?
Because she's saying, like, specifically, isn't it, that it's a three-year-old just doing the normal three-year-old stuff, like temper tantrums,
absolutely,
not listening, impulse control.
Mm.
Testing boundaries, little bit of biting here and here and that. And I'm going
a small little bit of biting, man.
I'm going through a little bit of that now with my daughter Zadie.
She's a biter.
She's not a biter though, actually. Although she'll playfully bite. My son is biting.
Okay,
he's got four teeth and he's using them.
He's using all of them.
He's
wow,
using all four.
Not
all
just for
time.
Food.
Nah, he's using them all the time. Like, he keeps on attacking Niobe. It's pretty bad.
Oh right, like the woman that birthed him.
He just literally just tried to bite her. And she'd be like, he better not try and bite me. Is he actually trying to bite me? And Dave just go, ah.
Oh, wow.
And then he's just.
Well, is she using a special type of moisturizer? Maybe he likes the moisturizer.
And he's just such a baby.
Maybe the moisturizer she'd be using is tasty. You don't know.
I know.
Maybe instead of being moisturizer, like marinade to your son. Just...
It's true, because he don't bite me. So,
right. And yeah, you're not using them sort of products.
No, he don't bite my dry dad skin. He don't like
that. But, that rough,
isn't it? But with that, you know, him coming home, different parenting style, yes. And because I know with my house, I try not to do it too much, but I always kind of just defer to Naomi.
Okay, yeah. So you're like, okay, this is, you've got the kingdom set up.
Yeah, what should I do here?
Is that, so you're like a servant. You're like, okay, you come and serve.
What do you want me to do here? And no, we talk about mental load and all that.
Absolutely.
But I also acknowledge the fact that you're with the kids all day. I don't know what's happened in the day.
Yeah.
So when, and Zadie's getting smart enough now that she's going to ask me for something that she knows she's already asked her mum before.
Oh, wow. She's trying to play you two off each other.
So she goes, oh, can I have my tablet? And in my head, I'm like, my God, as your mummy said, you could have your tablet, and she'd be like, and then she'll have a think about it, and she's trying to go through her day. She's like, mummy said that I can't have the tablet because, and then she starts telling the story that I was crying. I was like, why is you crying? I got angry. Is that what you get angry about? Like, I threw my tablet. And then, and I'm like, so you can't have your tablet then? She's like, no. And then,
so she works it out. Okay, so you help her work it out.
Yeah.
So she doesn't lie then. She tells the truth.
She doesn't lie, but I'm gonna chance my arm. I'm gonna ask. And it's things like that. So I can't come home and be like, I'm just going to parent how I want to parent.
Absolutely.
Because I don't know what's happened in the day. So, and then the same thing of trying things. I know that some things take time. And if you're working on something, like, oh, we're trying to use, like, there's normal, the way I normally speak might be different to how Naomi's speaking to, say, she's like, oh, we say, like, I'll say to look, oh, stop being rude. Like, speak properly.
Yes.
And then I'm going, oh, like, you need to say to us, use kind words.
Okay.
She's not going to understand, speak properly. And I'm like, and I don't hear that. I go, oh, no, I know how to talk to my kid.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, that's what's... Because the thing is, I want her to be polite. I want her to...
Absolutely.
Stop being, you know, not be aggressive, not shouting.
Yeah.
If the term we're using is use kind words, then that's the term we use.
And is that more because of, obviously, your wife's background as being a primary school teacher? Yeah. Is that why you're like, you know what, I'm happy to defer to you in that way?
I think so. I think, a big chunk of that. And then, and it's not a thing of, oh, I just don't have any kind of autonomy or don't think of anything myself. If there's something that I spot, I'll kind of like, both don't tend to pull each other up in the moment.
Okay.
We'll let the other person just do it. In maybe in the other person's mind, fuck up a bit.
So in front of the kids, you keep a united front.
Yeah, try to.
And then what? So then when you go debrief in the bedroom and then you have it out.
Yeah. and every now and again it might pop up. It might pop out. So like the other day, Zadie had an accident. That's in the toilet accident. Never usually like poos herself, but she'd pooed.
Yeah.
And I think Naomi saw that as kind of my fault because she was with me. Naomi was washing up. She was with me, she just went for a wee, and then she was in the toilet and she was hiding in the toilet. I've popped my head in there, going, "What are you doing?" And she's laughing, and she was hiding for us. So I was like, "Fine, I will leave her in there. She'll come back out." But she hadn't come out for a bit.
Yeah.
So Naomi said, "What's she doing?" I go, "No, she's hiding." I thought, let me go and check on her. And I went to check on her. And she said, I need a poo-poo. And I was like, I can smell poo.
Yeah.
And I was like, right, let's see. And then she'd already pooed.
Okay.
And then I was like, okay. I was calm at this point.
Mm.
I believe it was. I think Naomi might be a bit annoyed that I had let this happen.
Okay.
So then when Zadie started getting annoyed at me because I sat on the toilet, Zadie was annoyed that she'd pooed herself.
Yeah.
And as she sat there, and I was trying to take her like knickers down, she was trying to touch the poo. I said, no, don't touch the poo.
Yeah.
And she tried to touch it again. No, don't. And then she did touch it. I was like, you've touched the poo, haven't you? She's like, yeah. Like, she just doesn't like it. She's like, yeah.
you raised an honest child.
Yeah. And then she started trying to wipe it on the wall. I was like, don't wipe the poo on the wall. So now, obviously, nobody's heard all this. She's coming in. She goes, don't shout at her. You're frustrated. And I'm like,
she's backing her daughter, though. Respect, back the daughter.
And I'm like, I'm not frustrated. I go, fine. I go, no, just like, whatever, because I'm not doing this in front of her. Yeah. And then Zadie started getting like really irate. And I said, all right, we're swapping then.
Oh, okay. You tagged out.
Yeah, I tagged out because the thing was, it's like, if I've now been deemed as being frustrated,
yeah,
and Zadie is now behaving the way that she actually needs to be told to behave herself.
Mm.
I've got no maneuver.
Leverage.
I can't maneuver anywhere.
Yeah.
I can't raise my voice or get sharp.
Absolutely.
Because I'm now frustrated. So I'm like, well, you just have to do it then.
Mm.
I'll go deal with the boy.
How did the debrief happen? Like, or what was said? Did you have a debrief? If you're happy to share in the debrief? It's interesting with different... Yeah. We want to talk about different parenting styles. So.
Yeah, we had a mild debrief that probably didn't actually get to the end of it. It was just a thing of she said you were frustrated. I was like, I won. And then she goes, yeah, because you left the... Da, da, da. I go, I didn't leave her. We were both there. She goes, no. Yeah, and then... Kind of, it was a thing where she goes, you know, I think just like maybe, you know, it's she doesn't really do that. It's maybe like knowing her personality more. And I think I took that as like the wrong way. It's because like knowing her personality more. Because if I had to stop, what do you mean knowing her personality? I'd be like, I don't know her.
Yeah.
I didn't say that out loud. I was just, yeah, I was like in my head, just, okay.
Okay. Is that like a send? Is that like a little shot?
Yeah, and then she goes, oh, you know, because like, you know, she doesn't really just hide and stuff. She was with you and go, but she wasn't with me. You and I were both in the same room.
Mm.
She was with you as well because I was washing up and I was like, I thought you said there was like mother's instinct, so why didn't your mother's
instinct? He called out the women's intuition, the mother's instinct.
She brought it to the table. She brought mother's instinct to the table.
She
brought mother's instinct to the
table. This was more than a debrief. This was a swinging match.
I said, that's just hindsight, knowing that she's now pooed herself. Is that?
Woo!
Yeah.
Hey, man.
And then she was like, and she was the peacemaker. She went, look, I'm not trying to make it you versus me here. Like, so let's just leave it. I was like, all right. I don't feel any... like ill feeling about this.
Woo!
I generally didn't feel any ill feeling about it. I was that little bit maybe like knowing her personality made me go. But then I'll take it in best faith. Naomi's not a catty person.
So. Yeah, you know your wife.
Yeah, so I thought that's me being sensitive about what she says. She didn't actually say it in any way. And I was like, we just left it. There, yeah, then we sat down and watched TV together later that day. It was chill.
That's the thing with being a couple. You can have, I'm not saying this was a big argument, but you can have a big argument.
Yeah.
And then you just gotta make up. You can't go nowhere. Where are you really gonna go?
I mean, it's not saying when you're like 19, 20, just I'm not texting them all day.
Yeah, I'm gonna text them. I'm going out to the club.
Exactly.
Anyone that gives me attention, I'm gonna give them this attention. If you're gonna fuck around.
Yeah, I'll see them on campus tomorrow. Yeah, them ones. I might message them, I might not. Who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
I don't give a shit.
That's it.
How so and so? I don't give a shit. So you're just out now. Yeah. Well, yeah. What about you? Because I guess is it a bit different? Do you have more of a 50-50 waiting? Because I mean, like I said, I defer to know because she's with her most.
Yeah.
Time, but that maybe is it more balanced with you, or does mother's intuition still?
Not what I like to think. I run it. I'm chilled. Like my default is chilled, and I always. I'm probably more like my dad in a way, because my when I was parented, I should say, it's my mother who's like the authoritarian, and my dad's sort of the more chilled. And it's kind of like, okay, if one of them's going to get angry first, it'll be my mom. Mm-hmm. But then if my dad agrees or backs her up, oh, okay, I'm
done. All right, yes. Yeah, that's what I grew up with.
Yeah, I'm like, oh okay, all right, man,
that's
finished.
That's the Supreme Court. Mom's police.
That is like, oh, he's not coming
with batons and tasers, but absolutely. The punishment might be crazy.
100%. Like, if he gets mad and he starts, hey, nowhere to go to. I can't appeal to no one.
Is it?
No appeal. I'm locked up.
Please bring the bat and the taser. No. It's just a letter that says you are appearing in court this day. You're like,
you're done for. You're dusted. You know, hey man, they're giving me PTSD thinking about that, running the back of my mind. So I'm more chill. I'm definitely take after my dad in that. I'm more chill.
Yeah, yeah.
And my wife's a bit more sort of, don't do this, don't do that. And obviously, if he's misbehaved, I'll be, hey, I'm more like, hey, no. Like, let's say I'm chilling on the couch and he's crawling and he's going to some wires by the TV. Yeah. I'm like, hey, where are you going? What are you doing? Hey. And it's only if he's not listening. Normally, he hears, hey. He's at the say, he hears, hey.
Yeah.
And then he turns and he kind of stops. But if he doesn't listen, that's when I go pick him up. And I'll remove him from said error. Like, you shouldn't be doing that. Because I don't know how much he is understanding. Yeah, yeah. So I can't be like, what's he going to do? Like, sometimes my wife will be like, you don't do that, Nathaniel.
Yeah.
Why? What are you doing? He doesn't understand. He sees stuff he wants to put in his mouth. That's the level of intuition he's at. So you remonstrating right now, nil point.
You just get yourself bad.
Yeah, don't do that. You shouldn't do that. Why? Leave him be. So I'm more relaxed. I'm more like that. I'm more like, look, let's just be chilled about it. She's a bit more, she's not like crazy with it, but she's a bit more like trying to correct him. I was like, wait, he's 13 months. He ain't gonna take any of that. What are we doing here? What are we doing here? Why are you trying to talk to a 30-year-old like he's gonna take any of this in? He's not taking it anywhere. So that's probably more. Yeah. I'm more liberal. She's a bit more conservative, and I guess we mesh and we probably meet in the middle. But I guess because you know at the age of obviously your daughter Zadie, so he can't play each other off, whatnot. So it'll be very interesting to see when he is that age. How we sort of navigate sort of things, especially if I'm more at home. I like to think I set the foundation, but then I still think she'll come and be like, no, this should be that, or that should be this, or
right.
that and the other. And there's still that sort of
traditional dynamic of mom knows best.
Exactly.
Even if he's with dad all day.
100%. Mother's intuition or whatever it is, feels the need to sort of, no, I should be setting the rules because he came from me and all of this. Wherever it comes from, where that comes from, I definitely think that's still a factor.
Right.
That's definitely a factor. I don't think they could let it go. I don't think they could let, it should be like this and it should be like that. And whatnot, but we could. I think even before we had him, and this is something I was gonna ask.
Yeah,
did we discuss parenting styles? Not a serious regiment, but did you know what I mean? Was that something you discussed, like different styles?
Yeah, before having kids? We did. We discussed things like maybe not babies, because I guess it's hard to parent a baby. But we did discuss like how we were raised, how we were parents.
Yeah,
things like talking back and stuff. Mm. And the thing of both her mum and my mum, it was never a thing of, because I said so.
Yeah.
It was always a thing. If you ask politely, you will get a response.
Oh, wow.
From your parents. Oh, wow. It's Nigerians, like, what?
Jeez.
What's that like?
Foreign. Like, I don't know. What kind of parenting is this? Liberal. Liberal Western parenting. Like,
there's no way I can argue myself out of
the punishment,
the decision or the punishment, but I will get an answer.
Oh, wow.
So it's, and that helped me understand, okay, right, that's why I'm having to do this, and that's why I'm going to do that. So something just trivial. No.
Why? Okay, can I stay out later with my friends?
Yeah, can I stay out later with friends? No. Why? Why can't I stay out later? So can stay out late. Well, that's their parents' decision, but I'm saying you can't stay out this late. Why? Because I don't want you out this late, because what's out there for you? It's just trouble. It's this, it's that. So you have to, you stay in. I want you in at this time. And it's just like, okay.
Do you know what I got? Bimba! And from that, I knew everything you just explained. You mean they got time for all explanation? Don't like in front of like I guess people that knew like my Christian name or Michael, whatever. Yeah. It was Michael. But when it was time to really communicate to me, remember that? Hey, I knew everything. Everything was explained by saying my Naja name one time. I knew everything. I understood everything. There's no, maybe we should do it. I understood.
Yes.
No explanation needed. Just say the middle name one time.
That's funny, man. They don't have to say it. It's always a... It's always just been like that with my mum. It's always just explained, this was happening. And I think I grew up then knowing... that my mum didn't know everything, but yeah. But what she was telling me was in my best interest, kind of thing. So I'm not sure if that's kind of the same or related to if she actually didn't know the answer to something.
Yeah.
She'd quite comfortably say, I don't know. Go find it out here. Like, go read that.
Wow.
Anyway, what's this, mum? She said, I don't know. Go find it out. What does this word mean? There's a dictionary. Go find it. Go find the dictionary. How do I spell it? Well, sound it out. Try to spell it. And then, so that made me feel, let me go find something myself. She goes, well, what have you found? I'll tell her. She goes, okay, well, now you know.
Ooh.
And it was that kind of thing of, okay, I'll just go find it out. And then sometimes I'd be like, I'm not going to bother asking, I'm just going to go just find out. And then it became,
wow.
Like, yeah.
Wow. Well, what was it probably, I think more on my side, it's like, why don't you know?
Well, that's what your parents would say to you.
Yeah, it's like being gaslit.
They don't even know, but like, why don't you know?
Why don't you know? Aren't you going to school? So, wow, okay, I am going to school. I'm going to school 5 days a week and I don't know what this means. That means I'm failing because I'm not being educated enough to know what that means. Well, they haven't got a fucking Scooby-Doo. I'm doing all this question in my head. Well, I probably shouldn't know. Why am I going? They're not in school. They've done school, so they probably do know. They haven't got a fucking clue. And I'm doing all this stuff in my mind. So, and that desire to know comes from... They gaslit me into my knowledge.
Yes, no, I knew,
gaslit.
The stuff I knew stuff that my mum didn't know. I remember I beat her at Scrabble when I was like 8.
Wow. And she let that happen.
Well, she couldn't stop it.
I would have collapsed the whole board, man.
She couldn't stop it. But yeah, it just became a thing of, someone knows something more than you. It's not a thing of they've won or now, she can't tell me what to do. I was like, I just
beat her. But you mentally beat her, though.
I just beat her at Scrabble. But it was a thing of... But she set up a dynamic in the house that now... Is that her authority is now in the toilet now because I beat her at Scrabble. Whereas I think your household...
Oh, no, there's no way I could win anything. What do you mean Scrabble? What are we doing? Like, I don't think... You're talking about playing... I don't think I played a game with my mum. To this day, I don't think I played a game with her. I'm being deadly serious. I don't think
that's bad, did it?
I think the most we played was maybe we're 5 or 6. We played like wrestling at home, and she like just beating us up or whatever. Yeah. Not beating us up, but like just doing little stupid like DDTs or whatever it is. That sounds very aggressive. Don't try this at home. Boom, rock bottom in the living room and that. But I think that's the most playing I can remember.
Yeah.
I cannot recall playing.
But you're not unique in that. Like, I remember, I was having this conversation the other day, actually, about playing. Like, she said she grew up in a household where it's just her and her mum. She doesn't remember playing. Just kind of grew up in a kind of... Even her mum was actually a playful person.
Yeah.
She doesn't actually remember playing that much kind of thing. And... And yeah, and so how do you think that's made you? She goes, oh, I think like I do take some things too seriously. I don't like, don't really like fun.
Yeah,
yeah. Whereas, but I think when I see her with the kids, I don't. She doesn't come across as someone who
like. Well, she's not stiff.
No, like... no. It's like she's playful with the kids and that. But I think she's also more ready to go.
To be the disciplinarian.
Yeah. Whereas I'm definitely more hesitant, and I think it goes back to, again, not being the one who's there all the time.
Yes, absolutely.
I feel like an arsehole. If I just come in and just be like, oh, stop it. Just
start dictating. Yeah.
And it's like, they ain't seen me all day. I'm just coming in, just machine gun everything down.
Now, you got to respect the rules already in place.
Yeah.
Like any, well, you're not really an immigrant in your own house, but like, yeah. I'd say like any good immigrant that returns somewhere where there are rules, you need to respect the land.
Yeah, exactly.
The laws of the land. So what are we, we forgot, what are we even advising this, right? They're saying, she's saying her marriage is on the rocks.
Yeah.
Which is scary.
Well, I think with like my man's aggression and stuff to the kids.
Yeah.
And it sounds like he's losing control, right?
No, absolutely. Yeah, so his head is gone.
So he might need to work on himself.
Ooh.
Yeah, he might have to work on himself.
So toxic masculinity.
I think it's like, because like you were saying earlier about, you know, when you talk to your son,
yeah,
you have to be, you know, cognizant to the point that he's 13 months.
Yeah.
So you can tell him this, that, but he's 13 months.
Absolutely.
So a 3-year-old, you can shout at and do, you need to be this, you need to be smart. What are you doing?
It's like,
they're 3 years old.
Absolutely.
Same with our daughter. She does stuff and... We're trying to say, making good choices.
Yeah.
And trying to get her to learn there's consequences to things. But also understanding she's not even 2.5.
Yeah.
She has impulse control issues because she's 2.5.
Absolutely.
And she just can't help but just fuck about.
Because she's doing what she should be doing.
Like she squeezed Naomi's expensive cream all over the floor.
Woo!
And again, it's this thing of Naomi shouts at her, told her off. She cried. Do you know why you got told off? Yes. Why? Because she tells a story like, because I squirted mummy's cream on the...
Oh, wow. So she knows.
Yeah. And it's like, was that a good choice? And then she'll literally sit there and be like...
I did enjoy doing it.
Yeah. And then she'll be like, yes. It's like, no, it's not a good choice. It was the good choice. And she's like, oh, okay. Because that's why you haven't been able to watch your tablet, or you haven't watched TV, or you haven't listened to... It's just like, yeah. And it's like, oh, okay. And it's like, are we going to make better choices today? And she's like, yeah. Yeah, and then she'll do something, throw something, and then he's like, was that a good choice? And she's like, I shouldn't have thrown it. No. And it's like, and I squirted mummy's cream. Mummy got mad. I was like, yeah, she's trying to put it all together.
Yeah.
But then she's 2.5. She has her emotions. So yeah, but again, it's watching ourselves. Though we're telling her to make better choices, we can't also be just shouting at her.
Absolutely.
And going mad at things.
We need to be making better choices as we're trying to encourage them to make better choices. We have to be the example we want to show. So are we telling this guy to go to therapy?
Yes,
are we...
this guy needs to read some parenting books or something.
She recommended, the wife said she had recommended a book on, but he's not using any of it.
Yeah, he needs to read it. He needs to take it seriously.
Take it seriously, my guy. You know what I'm saying? For the sake of your marriage.
Yeah, even on the arrogant one, even if you were to just read it just to say it's all bollocks, you have to at least read it first.
Yes, it's true. And then you've got to give 3 reasons why you think it's bollocks.
Yeah.
Referencing the text.
Exactly, yeah. Write an essay as to why it's bollocks.
100%.
And then at least you've read it and understood it.
Proper PEE. PPE, point, evidence, explanation. Yeah. PEE essay. That's English GCSE. Run it back.
That's what I want to see from him. Write an essay. And then by the time then, you might try one of the things, realise, oh, it actually works.
100%.
Because it can't be fun. It can't be fun when you're just there telling your kid off all the time. That you don't spend your time telling your kid off all the time. And I always like to think, whenever there's certain behaviour from the kids or Zadie reacts in a certain way, I always kind of just fast forward to like 15, 20 years time, and I think, well, one, is this behaviour I'd want from an adult? Like, however it manifests as an adult.
Absolutely.
Regardless of being my kid or not, do I like that type of person? No.
Yeah.
So I need to, you know, do what I can to make sure she doesn't do that behavior.
Oh, absolutely.
And then how I behave around her is like, right, how she reacts to that. Do I want that person to grow up? So yeah, so absolutely. I don't shout at her and then she becomes a person who's now nervous around me and then doesn't. Yeah,
of course.
And she's one of those people. Yeah, and then you fast forward to the idea of, like, imagine the house has been full of fun. And then dad turns up and it's just all like, oh, just,
yeah. Everyone changes. The person, like, the mood changes when dad gets home.
Yeah, I was like, I don't want that. So 100%. It's just like, right. So, yeah, it's always disciplining, but then there's love there as well. And trying to say, look, I understand you're getting upset, but you can't throw your toy across the room.
100%.
You can't do it. Yeah.
100%. There's manifestations of all everyone's actions. And as you're right, there will be, if there's a pattern that emerges, there's going to be this feeling where the kids, as you say, oh, I don't like it when dad's around. And then that will now influence their relationship. Yeah. And then, you know, he gets to 15. I hate you, dad. It's like, hey, where did that come from? Yeah, I've been shouting at him for years. That's where that hate comes from. You know, I don't want me and my kid didn't grow up. Of course.
Because.
He's shouting at him for screaming at Peppa Pig or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So, you know, seek, for the sake of your child and your marriage, dad.
Seek help.
Seek help, seek counselling. Thank you for sending that one in. That was actually good fun.
I think we've got a natural segue, you know, because you mentioned something about your middle name.
Yes. And yes.
One topic we've got written down is about what did you consider when naming your kid? Now, this comes from a story that I found online in New Zealand. I don't know if that's New Zealand accent.
I don't think it was, but I can't even do one better. So
New Zealand?
We'll take it. Oh, well, you're in Australia.
Yeah, around there. But so basically what it is, quick summary, is there's a Maori mum whose name's Paris. That's not exactly relevant that her name's Paris.
Yeah.
But she named her kids a traditional Maori name, which is Mahinarangi.
Oh, yes,
lovely. And she's been upset because she's found out that this day center or nursery that she takes her daughter to, they've shortened her name to just Rangi.
Oh.
And obviously, just on a regular one, shortening anyone's name, whether their name's William, you could call them Will. If you haven't been told their name's Will, you should call them William.
Yeah.
I also think it's a very Western thing just to shorten people's names as soon as you meet them.
But I
feel like you should always let the person dictate you shorten my name. In Maori culture, from reading, you don't shorten people's names.
Ooh.
It's a thing of the whole name means a thing.
Everything.
So yes, say all the syllables. The whole thing.
Every single letter.
Apparently the name means moon in the sky is what the full name means. So I guess if you start shorten it, it just means sky. Or it just means moon. So she's upset about that. The staff simply told her the name's just too hard to pronounce.
Woo!
That's
what we ain't got to do.
So I was just, well, I'll bring it to the pod.
Yes, thank you.
Obviously, thought Kaz would be as well. Because you two have both got traditional middle names.
Absolutely, the middle, several.
Names, yeah. I mean, I came to see your work in progress show. You said your full name.
Yeah, that's it. Show.
And I was like, pardon?
Pardon? Hey, Michael's just an acronym.
So I guess, how's it going both ways? Because we'll go with naming our kids first. Obviously, we don't reveal our kids' middle names, whatever.
No doubt.
But has Nathaniel got that traditional? You're Yoruba, isn't it?
Yoruba.
Yoruba middle
name. He's got one Yoruba middle name that my wife and I gave him.
Yeah.
But obviously, in typical Nigerian culture, the grandparents on each side got a name. Godmother got to pick a name. Great aunt got to pick a name. Right. There's all these names, but we didn't put that on his birth certificate because I saw what my birth certificate looks like, and it's just bare initials.
Not enough characters.
Bare name, initial, Akadiri. And I'm like,
so is that on your passport as well?
Not on my passport. I kept it true. I think when I took control of like my documents, I said, look, escape all these other names that are there. Let's just escape them. I'm not like got bare initials in my
And graduation, did they read that?
How did that No, they I know the joke in the show is that, but nah, they kept it.
They kept it just to show.
Yeah, they, Michael, middle name, I said it already, Bimbala, Akadiri, they kept it like that, Boom Blast. So it's not too, not really that bare named and stuff like that. So that's how, that's what we wanted for us, and we just wanted it to be first name, middle name, surname.
Yeah.
Boom. And we've written down the other names given to him, but it's not on his birth certificate, and it won't be on his documents, because we didn't want that. He's that. Imagine he's that passport control somewhere just reading that bare name. He's like, who's that? And it's your own name. Here it is. Who's bank on it? Who's that?
They're asking for him to say his name. He gets one of the names round the wrong way. Get over it. He's like, what? You didn't revise the name, did you, son? You ain't coming into the country. He's like, that. I'm born here, though. I'm literally from here.
Right. they're searching your rector because your parents gave you 10 names. That's crazy. Nah, I'm not subjecting my son to any of that. Simple. Keep it nice and nice and simple and stuff. And but we did like, even his first name, we're looking at, we wanted something biblical, we wanted something with sort of meaning. I don't even know what Nathaniel means, but my wife knows. it means something.
Yeah.
It means something. And we did actually sit down and discuss
it's an EL name, so it's got to do with God.
Yeah, like, it's religious.
Michael, Israel, Nathaniel, Daniel, Gabriel, all those names.
We got a theologist right here.
They all mean something. God.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. See, that's it. This man's edumacated. and definitely, I think names should have meanings. And it's interesting with shortening the names, because it sometimes happens to me, some people be like, is it Michael or Mike? And it's like, who gave you the space to think it's Mike? How comfortable are me and you for you to think it's Mike?
He's like, I don't mind it being Mike, but we're not here yet.
Yeah, we're not here yet. I really don't care. Some people call me Mike. I really don't bother me, but hold on. We just done met. Where did the comfortability to be like?
I'm short by name already.
100%.
Michael's not a long name. It's not a difficult name. It's
difficult.
It's very common in the English-speaking world.
100%.
So,
but you want to take it to Mike?
Michael's too long. Mike.
Lazy.
I get that. Just like Darren, it's like Daz. Dow.
That's common. Yeah. Really?
That Dow. It's weird though. Dow I'm more comfortable with than Daz. Daz just like...
That sounds like you fucking like the powder. Like the turtle.
Yeah, that's it. That's all, mate. I've always found Daz just a bit jarring in my ear.
Yeah.
Now I'm older, so I still like, don't really care. But yeah, it's always interesting. So it's like Darren. Darren's not a long name. Darren. And people just want to go, Dow.
It's that familiarity that they like D. to do. Like, we're chilled. I'll call you by short name.
It's just like
D. Yeah, that's wild.
I think
people do it. One, obviously, as we're talking about, obviously our names, people just trying to be casual.
Yeah,
casual. But I think there is, like, in the what you've brought up in the Maori in New Zealand, there are people who do it because they find the name difficult to pronounce. Look at your manager, Tottenham. Big Ange.
Yeah, Big Ange.
Big Ange. Postecoglou. I can't remember what his first name is because everyone's called him Big Ange. I don't even know what his first name is because everyone said Big Ange.
He shortened it to Ange. I think it's Angelo.
I'm sure it is.
I say Angelo or Angelos. I don't know.
Angelos.
Angelo.
Obviously, he's Australian, but I think he's of Greek heritage.
Let's see what Ange's full first name is.
But look, the English media, Big Ange.
Angelos, he is Angelos.
Angelos Postecoglou. Yeah. So, easy to pronounce, I would say. Yeah, but Big Ange, because it's just simple.
Big Ange, yeah.
Big Ange.
People want to stay away from Postecoglou.
Yeah. People don't want that smoke.
They don't want it. It's like Ange. I was going to call you Ange. Could be just Big Ange. That's it. No.
Same way with Dr. Shola. Mosho Baminu.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey.
So what makes you laugh? Right? Because that whole like incident that happened on the TV.
Yeah.
I literally called her Dr. Shola all the time.
Yeah.
And I knew her name written down.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd literally never bothered to learn her surname.
Yeah.
Until she did this thing and it was effective because it stuck in my head forever.
Absolutely.
It's Dr. Sholomoshok Baramu is not that hard to say now. It's just there in my head. I was like, Yeah, fair enough. You made a big deal of it.
Because people take shortcuts.
Mm.
And if they just took the effort.
Yeah.
Which is something I allude to in the show I'm working on. If you just take a second just to be like, hey, hold on. It really isn't that hard.
Yeah.
And then you'll find that you'll be more comfortable with it. The more time with any skill, not that pronouncing names are skill, but with anything,
yeah.
If you take the time to sort of learn it, then you'll find it a bit more easy. And I think a lot of the time, as well as the whole casual thing, there is this sort of, I can't be asked for that, bang, shortcut.
Yeah.
That when you really need to say it, like on a live TV broadcast,
your family is sweating. What are you doing? Yeah, because that and things that I know that sometimes a lot of black people take it personally,
yeah.
Take it as a racist thing when it's like a white English person does it. But
yeah.
From my experience, it's a white English thing in the sense of they cannot be asked to learn other people's names. It's not a race thing. Because if the person's Eastern European, I remember in my first job, there was four women who worked in my office.
Yeah.
And they were all just described as the Eastern Europeans.
Oh my God.
Right? Described as Eastern Europeans.
Jeez.
And it's only after work there for a bit, I clocked that all four of these Eastern Europeans were from four different countries.
Oh my God.
Poland, Czech.
Yeah.
And then Slovakian and then Slovenian.
They literally just said other.
You're all from just four different countries. And one of them, we just called her Joe. That was her name, Joe. And just called her Joe SK. That was it, just Joe SK. Mm. And I remember her team leader, when she did a presentation, and she goes, yes, this is, she goes, who knows the name of everyone in the Treasury team? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, so-and-so, and Joe. He goes, what's Joe's surname? And we were just like, wait, why you do this?
Yeah,
Why you do this to me? And so it's like, how long have you worked here for? And it's like, don't do this to me. That's not about me, but it's something else. Don't do this to me. So how long have you worked here? It's like 6 years. I've worked here 6 years.
Six?
And it's just like,
years.
And it's about those. It's like, yeah, I can't lie. I've never heard Joe's name said out loud. Because it's just there on the email. You start writing Joe in the email, it comes up. So it's like, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And then when she said to us, I was like, I looked at the name and thought, that's not even hard to pronounce. It's literally right there.
Yeah.
It's right there.
100%.
And it's a, but yeah, granted, I've never bothered trying saying it.
Because you don't have to.
Yeah, don't have to. And it's that thing of, because my kids don't have difficult names to say technically, I suppose. But I guess there are names that could be mispronounced. I mean Zadie is called Sadie by some people sometimes. Xavi, his name's going to be pronounced different ways. We pronounce it Xavier at home. Before he was born, he was like, it's Xavier. And then when he was here, I called him Xavier. And then as time's gone, I just called him Xavier now. Like, I've just fallen back into line with him. This is how we want to pronounce it. The fact that Zadie says Xavier as well, I was like, that's the boy's name. The boy's name is Xavier.
Yeah.
And there's the thing of, now because it's consistent in the house, I've got to raise him like, correct people. If people say it wrong, if people say Xavier, and you don't, you tell him that it's Xavier.
Yeah, that's it.
And then they say, oh, lay the law. Yeah, Xavier. No, it's Xavier.
That's how you pronounce it.
And same, my name spelt differently. I always had to correct it. I didn't let it slide.
Do you think that was your parents just like playing a trick, or do you think they genuinely thought that's how you spelled Darren? I've never seen that variation.
Yeah, do what? I suppose it's my mum. And mum's just like, she goes, that's just how we think it sounds. That's how it's. Because that's just your name. Because your name's Darren. I was like, and I say Darren, and she's like, yeah, but your name's Darren.
Did they put a Ron on it? Darren.
Yeah, she Darren.
Darren. Darren.
Yeah, she says Darren.
Darren.
Darren. Yeah. And I go, and I only time I ever say my name properly is if I'm on the phone or calling somewhere. It's like, hi, it's Darren Griffiths. I think I say it on stage as well. Say Darren Griffiths, but it's become. I was, yeah, I say it in quite a natural, flowy way.
Yeah. So you don't put any emphasis.
It's not
high.
What tends to happen is people read my name, and be like, oh, it's Daran. I was like, that's not how you say it. I mean, it's cool. That's what you need to do to get through.
E to A. It's called the Nordic drum.
Yeah, and it's just Daran Griffiths. Yeah, and but yeah, even that is, yeah, it's just correcting people. Yeah, your name's your name. Like, your parents are giving you your name.
Absolutely.
And same with that thing there. It's just like, I don't know, when I see a name that I haven't seen before.
Yeah.
The only thing I'd get pissed off is if I've asked the person how to say their name and they start getting show with me because I don't know how to say it immediately.
But arguably, that's what they were saying Dr. Shola was doing on the TV show. Because she's...
Yeah, because that... But that there's part of both in it. But I think...
Oh, yeah, to be honest, for the listener, let's give some context because we both know what happened.
Yeah.
Actually have any understanding. So for the listeners, we're talking about Dr. Shola Moshabaminu, who is a lawyer. She is an activist and she was being invited on Jeremy Vine's show, but I don't think he was actually hosting that episode. No. It was a female broadcaster who, ironically, her name has escaped me. But she was being introduced onto the show, and either one or two things happened. She was either invited to introduce herself, or she was just called Dr. Shola and not her surname. I think it's the latter. I think the host said, and we have here Dr. Shola.
It's just YouTube will pull this our video down and every place someone else's video on. Yeah. Right. I also can't do that.
So I think the host, there was a host and two people on the panel, of which Dr. Shola was one of them.
Can we play TikToks on YouTube?
Maybe.
Nah, let's not.
But there was a host and two sort of guest panelists, of which Dr. Shola was one of them. She introduced the first panelist, full names. First name, surname, Dr. Shola, was only introduced as Dr. Shola. And she said, I believe you can say my full name. And then the host was looking like she was asked something ridiculous. It's very customary to be asked to introduce someone by the full name. And then it became a case where Dr. Shola said, look, well, we can't really move on until you say my name.
The quote is this: no. You will say my name.
Hey, say my name. Hey, dear. She wrote the Desi
Dawn Chow. Neeson.
Dawn Neeson. There we go. Dawn Neeson. She was the host who refused to say her name, and it caused a bit of a stir on social media.
Here we go. Oh, this on TikTok.
I don't know if you guys caught that.
No, that's it.
She's trying to get away by saying the first name. You gotta say the full name.
Yeah.
Especially if you're on a TV show. So Daran, so that's just some context for you listeners. So Daran is now saying that he will get shirty if someone didn't pronounce their name for him. But isn't that
not pronounce it for? So put it like this. If I say, because what this woman did, she just gave up. She went, it's Dr. Shola. I wouldn't do that to someone.
You've got decorum.
Yeah, I'll go, apologies. If I'm hosting a TV show, I have pronounced it a million times in the green
room. That's what you paid to do.
Yeah, I've written it down phonetically on my bit of paper, and I'll give it a crack.
Yeah.
I'll turn straight to the person and be like, did I butcher your name or did I get that okay?
Yeah.
And if they go, it's like this, I'll be like, apologies. Say it again. And then I'd repeat it back to them and be like, apologies, I should do better. And then, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It would be that.
Yeah, backstage, off camera.
I might do it on camera if I'm emceeing.
Yeah.
Emceeing a gig and I'll speak to the act before. So,
absolutely.
I say your name. And they go, it's this. And then, a lot of times they're like, the fact that you've gone, how do you say your name? They go, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it because you've shown enough interest in that name where they go, it's cool. If you fuck it up, it's not because you don't give a shit. It's because you found my name difficult to say. Which is something different.
100%. And you can find a name difficult if you're unfamiliar with it. Yeah. I think that no one can argue with that.
No, and that's the thing. So I'd always be like that. So I'd be annoyed if I've asked you how to say it and you don't, and you're like, you should just know. It's like, I don't know. I've never seen your name before.
Yeah.
or it's a thing of, but if I've attempted it and you're not happy with my attempt, I can't be mad at you.
Mm.
It's just, but if it's, I've asked you, mate, I don't know how to say your name. Can you just tell me how to say it?
Yeah, yeah.
But please don't be like, you should just know.
Because yeah.
I don't know. Don't try to list all these different names that I know how to pronounce. Actually, you can pronounce this name, but you can't pronounce my name. It's like, mate, it's like, because sometimes that's how it goes.
You know how to pronounce Neve, though.
Yeah, it's just like, because I've seen it before.
Yeah.
I go, but when I first saw Siobhan, I said, see your barn. I didn't know that was Siobhan when I first saw it until someone said that's Siobhan. Now I know. Yeah. Now I know Irish names are crazy, but
I know.
Same with like footballers' names. It's like I can't pronounce that name. Slap a number 9 on that name and have them score 30 goals a season.
Oh, you've got it down to a T.
The Lewandowski's a very easy
name. Hey, Blaznokowski.
Yeah, exactly. Aspilicueta.
Hey.
When he first joined Chelsea, everyone's like, do even Chelsea fans call him Dave? That's their nickname for him, Dave.
Because that is the perfect example.
Yeah.
Cesar Azpilicueta.
The captain of Chelsea. Champions League winning captain for Chelsea.
Premier Leagues and all of that.
And their own fans go, Dave. That's his
Dave.
Name.
How do you get from one to the other? That's unjustifiable. Yeah. And that just speaks to the attitude sometimes that people can have.
But with naming the kids, I think it's like, yeah, especially like, because being Jamaican, we don't have traditional, there's no language name for us to have really considered.
Yeah.
And we did think of like, we did consider, African names, but we kind of, at the end.
When you say African, what sort of, any particular leaning?
This was the issue. It became a bit contrived for us because neither of us have a strong tie to any particular African culture that you can do your 23andMe and find
absolutely.
I'm 16% Igbos, that doesn't matter. Really matter to your day to day. I'm not gonna give my kid a name with just bare W's and Z's in it because I found out about Igbo. Shout out to all my...
Hey, man, yeah, you got to get that disclaimer in. They're going to come for your neck.
But you know what I mean? It becomes a bit contrived.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's like...
That's the name your child has to wear for life.
Yeah.
It's not a joke.
And, I mean, so it's like, right, so what names do we pick? And it was the balance of, well, I want it to, be a bit cool, but also, pronounceable and this and that, and it's mad because you have all these thoughts in your head, and I'm not sure about what it's like for you, but you always feel like, do other people have this in their head that they're having to do this balance and that?
Yeah,
I mean, like some Indian people, they just have just Indian names, you just have to learn their name and that's it. But you speak to some Indian people, and granted, there are some Indian names that are not as Indian as the other Indian names.
Yeah.
There's like, they pick this name because it sounds nice as well.
Yeah.
Whereas there's some other Indian names where it's just like, that is a hard back, like Punjabi.
They're not heritage in the name.
Yeah. And if they gave their kid that name, it's like they're making their life long.
That's true. I guess there's the argument about, if you've got a culture or an ethnicity that you're a part of, then you want to continue that despite obviously being in the UK, but then you also want your child to survive school.
Yeah.
Corporate life.
I went to uni with a girl and she said, like, her name's Pooja. And she's like, I don't know why any Indian person raising kids in England would name their kid Pooja.
Well, could you just easy ammunition?
Yeah, just like it's like you like I get it, culture. What she's doing, she was basically it's like I get it, culture, whatever. But come on, like you know,
fucking me up.
Yeah, you know what these words mean. Like, why are you doing this? Like, she's just making jokes. Go like just Indians as parents are just so just ignorant. Like, they don't give a shit. Like, nah, this is your name. It means this. I don't care what these English people say. It's like, we're in England, though. Like,
we're going to have to survive.
This is what this word sounds like. It's like, don't do this to me. That, so, yeah, I guess you always got that balance. I mean, guess like you guys could have gone for like Europa first now if you wanted.
Yeah, yeah, we could have. I think, I guess, did we discuss? I think it was more discussed like, because I've got a sort of Christian or English or whatever you want to call it, Western first name. My wife doesn't. She's got just Yoruba.
Yeah.
So, and she, funny enough, has had to sort of shorten her name. Or create her own nickname for herself.
Right.
To allow her to sort of get on and survive. So she's had that all her life.
Yeah, yeah.
So when we came to naming a child, obviously she didn't want our son to sort of go through the same. So we picked a name where, you know, allows him to sort of go through life without any, what does that mean? Where did that, how do you spell that? What do you,
yeah.
And he's got his middle name, so he's got that heritage, he's got his surname as well. So, yeah, so we came from two different angles. I was like, well, I've not really had those issues. She's like, I've had it all my life.
You almost got English name privilege.
Yeah, and I think you do get that. Like, obviously, people see a certain, my surname, like, okay, well, I've not really seen that surname before. There must be some, there's some Africa in there somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're like, oh, there's something in there somewhere. So, but at least there's that familiarity with the first name. Whereas I guess, so if I apply for stuff, let's say randomly, if I apply, they see the name, they're like, okay, there's an easy familiarity with the first name, but surname, okay, I've not seen that before. Somewhere Africa. But then I guess if you see Yoruba or whatever it is, then there's all, even if you're born and bred here, subconsciously, I'm ahead, quote unquote, because it's like, well, he must be from here. He must.
Yeah.
That's an immigrant. That's someone who's probably been born here. That's probably the assumption before we moved on to any.
100%. Because even if it's not that, like, Yoruba, if I've met people who've got, like, Italian names.
Yeah.
Like, their name will be, like, full Giancarlo. And you're like, well, they're going to be like, and you meet them, and they're just like, you all right, mate? It's like, let's take Vittorio Angeloni.
Absolutely.
That guy should just be just full Italian, broken English.
Like the Demiro man.
Yeah, but the guy's Northern Irish and he's just got...
Absolutely.
He's an accent. So it's just like, yeah, it primes your head to go... And if it's... And if whether you've got that prejudice in the front of your head or subconsciously...
Yeah.
It makes you move that CV over there or make you go, oh, not sure.
Absolutely.
We need to email something. Do you want to email that? But I don't know if they're going to be able to speak English. You know what I mean? But it's like, you don't, some people have that bang in the front.
Of course. Other absolutely.
People be like, I don't. Oh.
But they say it, and how many people have done studies where, you know, they've got an ethnic name, regardless of the background, and they change it to more English or more Western sounding name, and they say they get more responses with the Western sounding name. So there's so many studies that have demonstrated this. So it's not just sort of hearsay, it's kind of like, it's actual
Facts.
And it all makes us think, you have assumptions when you see a name, isn't it?
Yeah, no, definitely. It's there, man.
But so it's important. So very much, particularly our generation, it's important of the names you name your child, because that could influence consciously or subconsciously the future they have as they navigate school and sort of corporate life and the like. You know,
I think that's
been a nice way to end the pod. That's been another episode of Them Late Nights and Them Wet Wipes. I've been your co-host. I've been Michael. I've been Bola. Akadiri, and to my left has been
my name feels really disappointed. That feels underwhelming. I'm Darren J.
Yeah, he had the J like an American president, like
Darren J. Griffiths. Ah, dear. Cool.
Take care and peace.